Flacco near side of the field looking for Mitchell, and there's the flag. Just a backbreaker here for the Steelers.
I don't care. That was BS. That was not okay, because that was legal. He did nothing malicious. He didn't even hit him in the head. He hit him, he led with the shoulder. If anything, he led up. So I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, this shouldn't matter, because I have every single right to go for the ball. If I don't clean him and put my head into his head, it shouldn't be a penalty. I'm allowed to go for the ball, just like he's allowed to go for the ball. And I don't even know how we're supposed to play anymore.
Wow. That's as bad a call as you're going to see in the NFL. And then Mitchell, the wide receiver, gets up and celebrates like he did anything apart for alligator arm of football.
Mm-hmm.
And not a good throw from Flacco, but my man makes no effort to catch the ball, pulls up. Speaking of pulls up, so did Minka Fitzpatrick. Minka could have sent that guy into
another universe.
Yeah, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yep.
He could have really injured the guy. He could have put helmet to helmet. He could have put helmet to sternum. And my big problem with it, with that play, is if the ball is caught, Mink is coming in like a heat-seeking missile. So just because the ball doesn't find its intended target, you can't expect him to adjust. And even so, he did adjust. That's a crap call. In a league that is now every Sunday, we can do we can break it down after the games. We can break it down every Monday morning, a dozen or so of these kind of calls. I'm with Deshaun Elliott, who said, we heard there, it was BS. I'm with Minka, who doesn't know what to do.
It is so hard to slow up whenever you're going 1,000 miles per hour. People don't understand how fast the game goes and how fast the game is played. As you just said, he did slow up. I mean, he could have absolutely took him, sent him into space if he wanted to. There was no helmet to helmet. He didn't lower the crown of his helmet. He didn't, put his helmet on, a guy's knee or anything. This is a bang-bang play where you're asking a high-level athlete that's going 100 miles per hour to totally stop and not hit somebody and not run into somebody. Football is about that. This is what Minka also said after the game was, this isn't a game that I grew up watching. Or grew up playing. It's ridiculous at this point. And even Gene Steratore, who was on the broadcast with Adam Archuleta, who was, a former safety,
yep.
They both were irritated by it. That was a ridiculous call. What are we doing? This isn't flag football.
I think that call's bad for player safety. Because if I'm Minka Fitzpatrick, next time something like that happens, I'm getting my money's worth.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to throw a flag when I pull up, what Minka did was actually respect a fellow union member.
Mm-hmm.
What Minka did was care about his fellow man, and still he gets hit with the 15-yard penalty. Next time, I'm crushing the dude. You're going to flag me anyway? I want this guy to feel it. But it's so emblematic of the league and the problem at large when Mitchell runs back onto the field acting like he just himself won the Super Bowl. All you did, bro, was not make a play on the football and take kind of a half-assed hit from Minka Fitzpatrick.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you be celebrating. Ridiculous to me. I think it's bad for player safety. I think next time Minka takes his knees out, next time Minka, you're probably still not going to go high because you don't want to get fined or suspended or anything like that. But I ain't laying off.
That was ridiculous. I mean, it clearly... He was pulling up. He clearly didn't even go. He didn't even use his helmet at all. He used his shoulder. I mean, and then it changes the game. And I think the bigger picture here, and what you're alluding to, is this is not just the Steeler game yesterday. This is going around the league. So many flags are being thrown. And I understand that they have a process and a rule book, and things change year to year that they have to follow. And it says, well, the rule says this, and so we have to act upon it. But I mean, it's almost becoming unwatchable. For a lot of games, every game that you watch, there's a flag every other play. It's getting out of hand. It's insane at this point.
This game had some questionable calls, including a roughing the passer, which I even saw Steelers fans say, the one where Justin Fields got dropped.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Steelers fans say, man, even we think that's a bad call. Guess what? That's not a bad call. That's in the rule book that way. The rule book is dumb. That thing, I think, was applied correctly, that rule. And that's absurd. What I have a problem with is there were two times where Flacco, he gets held up in the pocket.
I was just about to say that.
A couple.
That's, Cam Hayward.
Yeah. And there's,
he's like,
he doesn't know what to do.
Right. Doesn't know what to do. Like, can I touch him? Can I throw him to the ground? Can I tackle him? Like, so I kind of let up, thought the whistle was going to be blown, and then Flacco escapes and then extends the drive.
Yep. And I thought at least one of those should have been intentional grounding. I think there's conversations that could have been had about both. But you don't drop him on his dupa because you're afraid that if you do, it's going to be 15 yards and the drive continues. And it's an automatic first down. The whole thing's a mess. Again, I think the roughing the passer, by the letter of the law, you can't pick a guy up and drop him down like that. I wish you could. That's football. But you can't. So then Cam Hayward gets a sack taken away. The whole thing's a mess. But it's not going to change.
Mm-mm.
Because we watch in massive record-setting numbers. Week one, most watched by average per game we've ever seen in the NFL, even with all the laundry. In this game, it felt like there were a ton of flags, and by comparison to the last two games with this crew, not a lot of flags. That's the sickening thing, Dory.
Yeah.
The last two games, on average, this crew called 20 penalties a game. It felt like there was laundry all over the field yesterday. Only 10 penalties were accepted in the game, and it still felt like it was too much. Imagine watching one of the ones where there's 20.
Oh, my goodness.
It has become unwatchable, but because we are locked in, because we are prisoners, basically, of the NFL, because it is cultural, because it is habitual, we are now a captive audience to this product that is absolutely deteriorating. And guys like Minkah Fitzpatrick, you can't even play defense. They were terrible defensively yesterday. Terrible defensively. But you're not allowed to play defense
No. In
a lot of instances.
I thought they were going to throw the flag on the one with Anthony Richardson where he slid and Minkah ran into him.
Real quick, real dumb by Frank Reich to call a run play with your quarterback.
Steichen.
One of those guys. I should know it's Steichen because he shoves it up the Steelers' backside every time they play.
Yeah, you put him in harm's way.
Oh, our quarterback.
He probably thought he was going to hand it off. He didn't think he was going to actually pull it, though.
Yeah. That looked bad. Like, he started going down way early. You could see he kind of broke it down early. And then I thought, yeah, I did think Minkah was going to get flagged for that one. But he pulled up there, too.
Right.
Like, Minkah's being a responsible citizen out there. And he one out of the two times, he still gets called for it. One thing I'm not going to take, though, from Steelers fans is any excuse making there. Because it would have been a 3rd and 10. It would have been a 3rd and 10. And so you'd like to think the Steelers would get off the field. They were not getting off the field on 3rd down all game long. I got the stats to back it up. Actually, Alex Kozora pulled these, so I didn't have to go through the trouble of doing it this morning when I got in. So thanks to him from Steelers Depot. The Colts went 8 for 15 on 3rd down against the Steelers. No good. 6 of the 8 came on 3rd down and 6+. Indy finished the game 6 of 10 in 3rd and 6+. Now, coming into the game, the Steelers had only allowed, and again, this is from Kozora, had only allowed a conversion rate of 13.6% on 3rd down and 6+ or longer. So the Steelers had been the best defense in the NFL getting off the field in those down and distance situations. The Colts went 6 of 10, 60% on 3rd and 6+. So you can say it changed the game. It was a terrible call regardless. Like, even, I think Colts fans might agree with it. National media members, all who aren't biased, they're not looking at this with black and gold colored glasses, said it was a terrible call on Minkah. I'm not going to sit here, though, and pretend like I have any confidence they were going to get off the field on that 3rd and 10.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know that. 60% of the time they converted in those situations. So they might not have gotten off the field. Bad call. I don't use it as an excuse for why they lost the game. They shot themselves enough in the foot that I don't want to be the guy that gets on here behind the microphone and says, oh, yeah, the refs cost him the game. They didn't.
Yeah, you can never use that as an excuse. If we're sitting here, we're allowed to do it, but if you're sitting there, if you say you're Mike Tomlin, he's never going to do that, but if you're a coach after the game that says, like, well, this play, that call, then that means that you were behind. That means that you didn't do the things necessary to get yourself relevant in the football game.
Yes.
And now you're looking for excuses.
If you win, like Narduzzi did after the backyard brawl. If you win and you want to bitch about the refs, I'm fine with it. Like, to the victor go the spoils. To the victor, you can set your own narrative. But when you lose, I'm fine with, hey, that sucked. I'm not fine with, that sucked and is why we lost, dot, dot, dot. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to be okay with that.